Hi, this is Dan Sheridan. You know, I was a Christian for a long time before I realized what my hope was. I was confused about many things. And the more I read my Bible, the more confused I got. And the more I went to church, the more confused I got. I was wondering why the church of today was so different from the one in the book of Acts. I wondered why no one had a legitimate gift of tongues. I wondered why no one had a legitimate gift of healing. And I wondered why no one was raising up dead people. I wondered why no one observed the Passover like they did in the book of Acts, and I wondered why people were struck down dead when they lied to the church, and today preachers get away with it without even suffering a scratch. Then as I started studying the scriptures, I realized that the church in the Acts was going to go through the great tribulation and be caught up at the last trump. In Colossians 3, the Apostle Paul says this, "Whenever Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then we shall appear with him in glory." That's Colossians 3, 1 through 4. That event takes place in the celestial regions. It's the coronation of the King of Kings, as it were. And that in the last trump resurrection, however, takes place later than that on the earth. So how could the church, the body of Christ, be caught up to meet the Lord in the air when it is already manifested with Christ in glory sometime before that? We couldn't be caught up at the last trump when we were already in glory. So the more I studied, the light came through. The key was there the whole time, and that key was Acts 28:28. My problem was that I was trying to be a Jew and claim the promises that belonged to that beloved people. I was stealing promises that belonged to them while ignoring the wonderful blessings that were given to me through the Apostle Paul's letters. Even worse, I was blending the truths revealed through the Apostle Paul with the rest of the scriptures. Thus, I was nullifying the unique blessings that were revealed through the Apostle Paul. See, when you blend or mix the blessings, you modify scripture to try to say the same thing. And in reality, what you're doing is you're nullifying the truths that were revealed when you mix them like that. I wasn't rightly dividing the word of truth, so I was a workman that needed to be ashamed. You know, and I look back now, how I wish I could have taken back so many things that I've taught in my past. And I pray to God that I won't be disqualified like Moses was. Now, I don't mean Moses was lost. He wasn't lost. Remember, Moses led the people out of Egypt, but he never made it into the promised land. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be disqualified because of my teaching in the past. So I'm asking for God's mercy on some of the things that I've taught in the past. And don't misunderstand what I mean by saying that. I have eternal life in through Jesus Christ our Lord, which can never be lost. I have life in Christ. I can never lose it, but I can lose rewards. Now, being a Christian is more than just believing there's a God and going to a church service on Sundays. The Bible says Abraham believed God and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. So here's a question. How can someone believe God if he doesn't know what God said? It doesn't say Abraham believed a preacher or a teacher or an author. It says he believed God. Do you know what God said? Do you believe God, or are you living off of somebody else's faith? There's only one way to know what God said, and that's by reading His Word. The Apostle Paul said he completed the Scriptures in Colossians 1, so I'm not looking for any other message from God outside of His written revelation. I'm not looking for a message from a preacher or any other religious leader in dreams or visions or impressions of any kind. The Bible is all we need to know what God is to teach us about Himself and His plans. We need no other revelation. A real believer loves to study the scriptures because it's God's revelation of Himself in His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. The law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms comprise the Hebrew scriptures and concern Israel and the nations. The four gospels give us four views of God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the letters of Paul present Christ as the reconciler of the nations who were given up in Genesis 11. And the last seven letters of Paul present Christ as the head of the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Hebrews to Revelation is concerning the Jews and their unique place in God's plan as a holy nation and the realization of the promises given to them. And this is a very bare outline of some of these blessed truths in the scriptures. Now we're going to discuss some of these things as we go along in our studies. This is Dan Sheridan. Search and see whether these things are so.